gospel that is devoted to the Holy Spirit is at once a very beautiful gospel, but also one that is quite challenging to our world today. Too many today seem to think as a set of rules to keep. Too many see love and awe as polar opposites, that somehow love means that rules don't matter. However, our Lord today says something very different. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. The commandments and love of God go hand in hand. They are not optional, and most certainly they are not obstacles to loving. In some ways, this line of sacred scripture can be read in two ways. First, if you love me, you will prove it by keeping my commandments. It's a moral maxim. Do good, avoid evil, show God that you love. Secondly, it can be read, if you love me, then by this love that I have given you, you will keep my commandments. In this reading, the keeping of the commandments is the fruit of the love that we have for God. It is the power by which we keep the commandments. But this love by which we keep the commandments is not some impersonal force, as New Age gurus would have us believe. Love is so much more than some fuzzy feeling, more than a sacred emotion devoid of depth. It is a virtue, a habitual act of will, to place the interests of Almighty God above all else. Love shows its truest form on Calvary, not in box of chocolates. And worse yet, it is not displayed in excuses for sin or license for vice. Christ himself tells us this. No greater love hath a man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. So if this is the love that we are to display towards God in our uncompromising obedience to his commands, how can we do this? How can we possibly do this? Well, the answer is that we cannot, but we were never meant to. I will ask the Lord, he will give you another word, that he may be with you forever. What enables us to love God is God himself, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, living in those souls in the state of grace as in the temple. He who is love will love God in us. You see, at its heart, love is not our work. It is the work of Almighty God. We love because he first loved us, says St. John. And that's true. God the Holy Spirit enables us to love God in return, which is why we must thank him. The gift of love, the virtue of charity, so that we might love God fully. Our gospel ends today with our Lord telling us that this gift of the Holy Spirit that he promises to us is not received by the world, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he abides in you and will be in you. Isn't this true? Do we not witness this in our own lives and in the world today? Such hostility to Christ, such hostility to the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him. Why? Because it does not know him. The world, for all its talk of tolerance and love, does not know love because it does not know God. It tries to separate love from truth, love from obedience to God's commands. And so often, we experience effects and see. The truth becomes intolerant and divisive. But this, too, was foretold by our Savior. Do not think that I have come to bring peace, but the sword. What sword? The sword that is double-edged, the sword of truth. And so we celebrate this Mass today in honor of the Holy Spirit. We beg the grace to allow the Holy Spirit dwelling within us to animate us more readily, to inflame us more ardently with zeal for our faith and our spiritual work. We beg the Holy Spirit for the gift of true charity, to love Almighty God with every fiber of who we are. First, because we should desire love. And secondly, because the world needs that grace of authentic love. It is the very heart of the gospel and the only true motive.